Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Some more of the masks off of this COVID pandemic. We have Sadiq Khan in London saying that mandatory masks will be the new normal for at least another year. They may never let you take those masks off. And so there is a full court press going on right now. The political establishment, especially the media. I mean, we've got one mainstream media after the other in the last couple of days. We've had a fact check from USA Today, we got the LA Times, we've got NBC News, all of them talking about, well, there's this debate about masks and so forth, and they're trying to convince people very, very hard that you should wear your mask. And let me tell you, this is about more than just the medical issue. Why do we have to take political or medical advice from these politicians? Why can't we let our doctors decide this? You know, my wife has been to a couple of different doctors the last couple of weeks for some minor things. I'm glad to say that it's minor. But in both instances, in one of them, they had the full drill. They're taking your temperature when you come in, giving you a mask, because we don't have masks. We don't carry masks. Haven't done that this entire time. And then as soon as she gets in the room with the doctor, he says, let's take these stupid things off. Another doctor, same thing. That doesn't do any good. Actually, it's harmful for you. And if you understand what these masks are about, folks, the N95, why do they call it an N95? Well, here's the facts. It can collect 95% of particles that are 0.3 microns or larger. Not 100%, but 95%. If you've got it tied around your mask, your face, and of course, I've got a beard, so it doesn't work anyway. But it gets them if they're 0.3 microns or larger. Problem is, COVID-19 is 0.125 microns. So it's about a third the size of the smallest ones that it can get. And it only gets 95% of those. Now, the fact checkers will come out, USA Today, and they'll say, oh, well, you know, that's fake news. You really can catch mosquitoes if you put up a hurricane chain link fence. Don't believe the numbers. Believe their narrative. And they say, well, you know, it doesn't just travel by itself. It's attached to stuff, like your spit and things. Well, you know what else is attached to your spit? Bacteria that your body is trying to expel. And then, of course, it also decreases the amount of oxygen in your blood. It increases the amount of CO2. Those are, each one of those are their own health condition. A few weeks ago, we had this story here at InfoWars, a guy wearing a mask by himself in his car with the windows rolled up. He passed out from lack of oxygen, hit a tree. So, it has consequences. But you've got the LA Times. Why are so many people not wearing masks? And another one from NBC News. Necessary or needless? 3 months into the pandemic, Americans are still divided on wearing masks. And there again, by showing a picture of a young, pretty nurse. She says, you really want to argue this with me, she says to a man. I'm a nurse. Well, talk to your doctor about this. Don't talk to NBC News. Don't talk to LA Times. Don't even listen to me. Talk to your doctor. You know, we have this thing called a doctor-patient relationship that they want to destroy. We have this thing called informed consent that they want to destroy. And that, folks, is why they're doing this with the mask. It's the same logic that they use for the vaccines. You are not protected if you get the vaccine. You're only protected if I get the vaccine. The herd mentality. You are not protected if you wear one of these masks. They'll argue about how effective these masks are because, you know, they get the virus doesn't travel by itself. It travels with spit. Oh, okay, well, fine. Then you can filter it out on your side. Wear your mask. Oh, no, I'm not protected if I'm wearing a mask. You've got to wear the mask to protect me. And now we have politicians who are pushing that very hard. And we'll tell you when we come back, because I want to talk about America being held hostage, the approaches of different governors. here in Texas and in Arizona. Two Republican governors, two different ideas on how to do this. Eight cities run by Democrats begging to tie you down with masks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Yeah, folks, let's talk about the lockdown, because that, I believe, is still at the basis of what is happening as we see the Marxist Antifa, the Black Lives Marxists. Listen, the Black Lives Matter. Black lives do matter. All color lives matter. But these people are using this for their Marxist agenda. But the basis for why they're doing this and what is getting people on both sides, you realize the tactic that is often used by the police during a protest or a riot. They call it kettling, right? What do? Well, it's kind of like a pincer movement. You know, you start to contain the crowd. You push them back into an area where you can grab everybody. And it's a very well-known tactic. As a matter of fact, they did it to Rob Dew when he was covering an event, covering a riot as a reporter. He got kettled into the crowd and arrested. They did some pretty nasty things to him just as a reporter. And so this is a long-held tactic, but you understand that you're being kettled not by the police. You're being kettled by the politicians and the propaganda press, the Mockingbird media. They're kettling you into one of two positions. Either you stand with the rioters or you stand with the police who are using excessive force. Take your pick. You can't have any other way, right? You can't say that, peaceful protest, that's guaranteed under the Constitution. If people are rioting, then, you know, respond with force. You can't say that. We've got to reform the police. No. You've got to pick one side or the other. And you got to say that you got to sign on either to the looting or to the police brutality. That's the kettling. It's also called a Hegelian dialectic. You have the thesis, the antithesis, and the two of those are being used to force you into what they really want, which is the synthesis. And this is what the two-party system is about. Always has been. It's a kettling, a Hegelian dialectic, and this is the way you're being controlled right now. So let's talk about America being held hostage. And again, this is day 93 by my reckoning. I count it from the day that we got locked down here in Austin, March the 17th. But actually, I think the last normal day that we had, as somebody pointed out, was Friday the 13th. It was over the weekend that things started really going bad. That was Friday the 13th. That was a day that these two smart people, Fauci and Birx, went to President Trump. And we now know they're not smart. They're wise guys, mafia figures. They came to him and they said, you know, we've got this thing from the Imperial College of London. Oh, that sounds very impressive. And they say 2 million people are going to die if you don't lock down the country. And so then they put out the guidelines and recommendations, immediately had California, New York shut everything down. You had Democrat strongholds like Austin follow. And even though we are now relaxed, like 50% occupancy in restaurants and churches and so forth here in Texas, the Democrat mayors are just bristling at the freedom that we have here. They've got to stop this. And so you've got the mayor of Houston, Mayor Turner, eight other mayors, are demanding that Governor Abbott let them put masks on our faces, force us to wear masks. You've got San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, El Paso, Arlington, Plano, Grand Prairie, all saying, we've got to have the authority to set rules and regulations to force people to wear this stuff. And, of course, this is what the establishment, the deep state, that pulled off 9/11. They wrote these types of regulations before they pulled off 9/11, a few months before 9/11. They wrote the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. And understand how this goes. We have the United Nations writes things like Agenda 21, and they put these recommendations and guidelines out to the various states to enforce them. And then they say, well, that, you know, we're not imposing this. Oh, no, no, you just put out the model legislation, and you're waiting for people to put that in. That's where we get the smart cities ideas and so forth. It's now become the Agenda 21 has now become the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. It was all about the environment. But, of course, again, they remove the justification of saving the planet from melting down because of cow farts. And now everybody's going to die because of a virus. And they got everything that they wanted. They've even got a UN official coming out and saying, this is a fire drill for sustainability, for the UN 2030 agenda. What is happening with COVID-19 is a fire drill. And the other part of that is the riots, and that's all about civil rights. And you really do need the United Nations, not only our plan, but you need us to come in and help you to fix this. Because we're there for human rights. And as you look at the response of this, even this executive order, the whole premise that all of these problems can be solved if we just centralize the control more. If instead of having, you know, the control locally over the police department, we need to have it at the federal government level. And guess what? That's not going to be good enough either. Because not only is the centralized control of the police and their input into this, that is what has been militarizing the police and driving excessive force, a shoot first training program, and all of the military weapons that have been put out to the various cities. But it is also the whole idea that you can fix this if you go centralized. That is the antithesis of what America was about. America was about decentralized control, because that's what you have to have if you're going to have liberty of any sort. Consolidation of power is the prescription for tyranny. And so when we look at this, just remember what Ronald Reagan said. He said, government is not the solution, it is the problem. Let me tell you, centralization, turning this federalization of any problem, is only going to make that problem worse. But that's not where it ends. It ends with the United Nations. They're already talking about how they're going to globalize this, come up with global sets of rules. You'll have to report to these people globally. And so when we look at this, fortunately, Governor Abbott has declined to do this. He says, I make it clear on a daily basis around the entire state of Texas that wearing a mask is very important, and local officials send that message. Putting people in jail, however, is the wrong approach for this. I've been very critical of Governor Abbott for imposing any of these rules. As people have criticized him for that, he's relaxed the rules in many cases, and he, to his credit, is not allowing these Democrat mayors to push him on this. But let me tell you something. If you're half free, that means that you're half slave. And we got to stop this altogether before they roll out the next wave of this. Whatever happened to informed consent, right? This is what Governor Abbott is talking about. Look, let's tell people what we know, and then we let them make the decision. And guess what? If I make the wrong decision, then you can use me as Exhibit A. See, look, he didn't wear a mask. He never wore a mask. David Knight never did anything different during this whole coronavirus thing. See, he died. Yeah, he drove around with his windows down. He drove around with the top down on his car everywhere he went. He went into any store that wouldn't kick him out because he wasn't wearing a mask, and he died. Oh, wait a minute. He didn't die. Maybe it's not as dangerous as the health experts are saying. See, it works both ways. I'm willing to be patient zero for you. I'm willing to be a guinea pig for you. They're going to take people who will be guinea pigs for the COVID vaccine, aren't they? They've already done that. Hasn't worked out too well for some of them either. After giving these people the vaccine, they're going to call for some of them to take the vaccine and then be exposed to COVID-19. Now, they couldn't do that, Fauci pointed out, when they had the Ebola scare. He said, we can't give something to people when 80% of them are going to die and it's going to turn your internal organs into liquefy them, right? We can't do that. Yeah, that's against the Geneva, not the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code. You cannot volunteer for something that is likely going to kill you. But if you can volunteer for COVID-19, that means it's not likely to kill you. That means it's not nearly as dangerous as they're saying. But I volunteered to be part of the control experiment group that doesn't wear a mask ever, because I value my freedom more than I value my life. That was the principle on which this country was founded. And you know what? If you don't value your freedom more than life, you will never have it. And if you don't allow other people to have freedom, you won't have it either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, we've got some amazing stories coming out of this China-India thing. I have to read the details of what happened there, and it's kind of like Ice Station Zebra, except it was in the Himalayas. Big conflict there. Very interesting. What happened. And, of course, we've got a lot of updates as to what is happening in terms of violence across the country as well. I've got a couple more things I want to say about masks, and I want to go to its follow-through, which is the vaccine, because some very troubling things are happening with the vaccines. You know, the first people that are going to get it, they're already bragging, are going to be the military. We're going to make sure we take care of the military. Got to give them the vaccine first. Make them the guinea pigs. And as they're trying to sell this to getting black participants to volunteer for the vaccine, they're saying this will only work if we get black people to volunteer for this. And the black people are saying, wait a minute, I remember those Tuskegee experiments that you did. I'm not so sure that I trust the government. Yeah, it's just the young white liberals who trust the government so much that they are willing to turn themselves into guinea pigs. Kind of the Darwin Award winners as we look at this. Anyway, before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program and everything that we do. And of course, I work here as well. I have a morning program before this program every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it from 9 to noon Eastern time. And everything that we do is supported by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's a good thing, because as you see what's happening with Zero Hedge and with the Federalist, as Google is trying to shut them down by removing ads being put on their websites, I'm really glad that Alex set up this model to support the company. You know, we take donations, and a lot of people operate on donations. A lot of people operate on ads that they sell as a free thing. We decided that we wanted to put out products to help you to prepare for this very thing that's happening right now. Prepare your health. Prepare to make sure that you don't have to go to the government handout agencies when they shut down the food supply, or that you have to go to these grocery stores as crazy as they get. You know, make sure you've got food. And so we have our storable food right now as the shortest lead time that we've had in months at InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure that you're prepared. Lock in the price, because, you know, we may see food prices go up if the economy does not come back. That's why they're going to be bringing back this lockdown. They paused it so they can, you know, engage in some fun and games, looting and burning, and a different aspect of fear. Try to push the Civil War. Let me tell you, as people are locked down, everyone is getting very edgy, and they're exploiting that. So make sure that you've got food at the very least. And again, our lead time is getting much shorter now, so take advantage of that. We've got all InfoWars shirts available at cost, $9.95. And then we've got some great discounts on things like our 8-pack power stack, 70% off. And that 8-pack power stack has got a lot of different supplements, and we kind of divide it into morning and evening supplements. We have things for the morning that are going to help you to wake up, to focus, to be alert. And in the evening, the supplements will help you to relax and to get to sleep naturally. We have some natural nutraceuticals. Those are things that are not pharmaceuticals. They are based on food. But they have a medicinal effect, very well-known natural products that are going to help you to relax, help you to get to sleep at night. And we also have 60% off many other items like BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, BioTrue Selenium. Selenium is a very essential mineral that you should have, and the question is getting a good source. And so our source, we call it BioTrue because it's non-GMO, it's organic, our BioTrue Selenium, and it's now 60% off many other products as well. at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I was just talking about how all these Democrat mayors are begging Governor Abbott to allow them to be able to force people to wear face masks. And he says, no, we're going to tell people that we think it's a good idea if they do, but we're not going to force them to do that. Nevertheless, in Travis County here, they have the county commissioners, again, all Democrats. They unanimously voted to pass an ordinance that would require face masks at county facilities, or they can charge you with trespassing. So they're always going to come up with some kind of a way to work around the authorities that try to give us freedom. And you know the major authority that gives us freedom? The Constitution. That's really the one that supports our God-given rights. It doesn't give us any rights. It just says, no, they have these rights. You're not going to take them from people, just like Governor Abbott said about the mask. But they'll find a way to try to get around that. And in Arizona, the Republican governor there, Governor Ducey, a Republican governor, has just announced that he's going to do what Governor Abbott would not do. He's going to give local governments the ability to set their face mask mandates. And they were eager to take him up on it. So here in Texas, you had 8 cities get together and write a letter to Governor Abbott and say, we want to force people to wear masks. And he says, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you arrest people for not wearing a mask. I can't breathe. That's what you should have on your mask. I can't breathe. But just an aside here. We were driving around through Wednesday, and there's a bunch of college kids with masks on, doing, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And I came so close to yelling out, take your masks off then, but I would have gotten something under my car, I'm sure. Sometimes discretion is advised. But anyway, in Texas, Governor Abbott said no to those 8 cities. But in Arizona, the Republican governor there, Ducey, said yes. And so now you've got 8 cities like Phoenix, Tucson, Scottsdale, and so forth, Mesa, Chandler, all going to start requiring people to wear masks. So, as I said, you've got this big propaganda campaign going on simultaneously. Just they're all doing the same article all at the same time. L.A. Times, NBC News, USA Today, you got to wear the mask. And even this headline here from NBC News, I like this. Necessary or needless? And as I said, they've got a picture of a real pretty young nurse. And she says, like, you really want to argue with this with me? I'm a nurse. Well, I don't know. Let's ask the real experts, right? Let's ask Tony Fauci. Or we could ask Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General. They've been of two minds, haven't they? Well, no, actually. Fauci said, I was lying to people at the beginning when I told them that they didn't need to wear masks. I'm telling them, you got to wear the mask. No, actually, Fauci was saying, we had those the N95 masks. I didn't want them to wear those N95. We had to save those for our heroes. So you people can die. But you know what, Fauci, now that we're all told that we got to wear masks, we can wear scarves or bandanas. I had a story sent to me from one of the listeners. If you want to send me stories, by the way, I'm on Twitter. At Libertarian, if you sign up, if you're following me, you might want to make sure that you're still following me because they will unfollow you. they did that to my wife. They kept hammering her to follow AOC. They could tell from her tweets she's not an AOC type of person. So this is not about looking at any demographics, but they kept pushing that. Eventually, they told her, you don't want any notifications from me, from your husband. And eventually they unfollowed her from me. But you'll see there where you can send me some news. It's at David Knight Show at ProtonMail.com. And by the way, I'll tell you what somebody said. A couple of amazing stories that people sent me, experiences that they had about masks when we come back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Necessary, needless. We've been told both by Fauci. He lied to people. He said, well, we didn't have enough N95 masks, but now you can wear a bandana. And we had bandanas back then, so why was he lying to us if it's necessary and safe? I mean, he's needlessly putting us at risk. And we've seen the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, going from, no, you don't want to wear it. It actually makes things worse, which is actually a lot of doctors have told us that. For the reasons that I already mentioned. But then he went from that to, you should wear them. You must wear them. Wear them because it is a sign of your freedom. That's where our U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams is. Let me tell you, we don't even need a Surgeon General. What? What is a Surgeon General anyway? Yes. Jerome Adams, he is the very model of a modern Surgeon General. And he is a useless appendage that needs to be amputated. Along with the rest of the office there. But let me tell you what they're not telling you.
As they got the war on hydroxychloroquine. It's not just the war on hydroxychloroquine. It's the war on every other alternative treatment. We have the UK public health bodies are reviewing vitamin D's efficacy in fighting coronavirus. Coronavirus is a class of viruses. The common cold and flu belong to that class of viruses. And yes, guess what? Vitamin D has always been very effective. As a matter of fact, you had a former head of the CDC and a guy who's currently working for the NIH, Fauci's organization, both of them. I said, when I talked about this for Winter Sun, you know, we sell a supplement, vitamin D. It's waitlisted right now because it is a very important thing to have for a lot of different reasons. I mean, it is actually a hormone. If you don't get out in the sun where your body can make the vitamin D, you need to be making that because it helps your body's immune system. And that's exactly what the NIH and CDC officials were saying. So is this news? Is it news that intravenous vitamin C is very helpful? Is it news to you that stem cells were found in China? They had 9 elderly people that were nearly dead from the COVID-19. And they gave them stem cells, not taken from aborted babies, but stem cells that were taken from umbilical cords. And they found that all 9 people, 100%, yes, it's a small study, but, you know, we have the standard of care that's being sold to everybody by Fauci, remdesivir by Gilead. It's got to be, he's got to have some financial ties to this company. I mean, he has pushed that company for every one of his fake pandemics. Going all the way back to AIDS. He was pushing remdesivir as a treatment for AIDS. They found, well, it's actually got some very, very nasty side effects besides the fact that it'll bankrupt you. It's got a lot of nasty side effects, and it didn't work. He pushed it again with Ebola. Now he's pushing it again, saying it's the standard of care, and it is not. The studies are not there. But when you talk about these other studies, stem cells, again, they found that it not only cured 100% of the people, but it also repaired damage to their lungs. But, of course, don't tell people that, because they don't want anybody to know about how effective stem cells are until they can come up with some way to patent it, preferably by cell lines taken from aborted babies. That's really what they can patent. And that's why they're pushing this off. And, you know, it's the Trump administration. FDA is out of control. The FDA under President Trump is out of control, and it's not his people. These are carryovers, permanent bureaucrats that are there. But again, President Trump is responsible for not doing anything to pull this back. The FDA under President Trump has banned certain types of stem cell treatments using your own stem cells. They have also tried to ban vaping, and they want to ban salad bars and buffets. Because of COVID-19, I mean, these people are on a power trip, every bit as bad as any Democrat mayor anywhere. They've got to be put under control. But, you know, they don't want you to know about intravenous vitamin C. They don't want you to know about stem cells. They don't want you to know about another very old drug, a steroid, that was just recently found to be very effective with people who were at advanced stages of this. But they don't want you to know about hydroxychloroquine. And when I look at this story that's being put out by CNN, U.S. has a stockpile. And now we're stuck with 63 million doses of hydroxychloroquine. Well, maybe we can find a use for those. Because they're not useless simply because the FDA has revoked its emergency permission to use that. I mean, why are we politicizing this? We've got a lot of doctors who have experience. You don't want to listen to the doctors, you're going to listen to the bureaucrats in Washington? We've got a lot of doctors who say this is very effective. And, of course, it's effective when they do it in conjunction with zinc, and they don't do that. But this is being put in, you know, all of this revocation of the use of hydroxychloroquine. The CNN story never mentions the fake story from Lancet, the UK Journal of Medicine, which they retracted. Why did they retract it? Because the people who put this thing together not only rigged it to not include zinc, but they also wouldn't show their data. And just like I said, I've seen this pattern before. This is why I never bought into this from the beginning, because I've seen these people do exactly the same thing with the climate change stuff. I was part of a group that sued in the wake of Climate Gate, where they were exchanging emails with the University of East Anglia and Michael Mann, the guy who invented the idea of the hockey stick. You know, the CO2 is going to go up exponentially, and so is the temperature. They're going to be tied directly to each other. And that's absolute nonsense. And as these people are passing notes back and forth to each other, saying, we've got to hide the decline, our models aren't working, and so forth, we try to get their data. So show us your data. You put the data together when you're working for a university. They paid you for it. It was done on university time. You have published the data, and the data has been used for public policy. And now we'd like to see that data so we can review it. Not going to show it to you. Fought us in court and won in the court. Court said, no, that's privileged information. Yeah, we know why it's privileged, because it would show it was a lie, just like it was exposed that this Lancet story about hydroxychloroquine was a lie. But it's all about politics. They've got to, for two reasons. They got to attack Trump, and they got to make sure that you don't know anything about any of these effective treatments so they can keep this going. Which brings us to the vaccines. NBC News says a COVID-19 vaccine will work only if the trials include black participants. So go ahead, roll up your sleeve. It's time for that soul vaccination. power. Yeah, roll up your sleeve. If you ain't got it, you might just be getting the disease. Persuade black people who have a deep mistrust of experimental drugs and medical institutions. They got to do this to participate in clinical trials. They said African Americans have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. And we know this, of course, because of CDC statistics, and they never lie. They never say that somebody died of COVID-19 without even knowing if they died with it. So, we've gone down that road many times. I won't plow that field again. They stress the medicine could produce different results based on race and genetic background. And that's exactly what the black people are concerned about, because, you know, they know about this, the Tuskegee experiments. She says, yeah, that's a real problem. People keep mentioning that to me when I go around and try to sign them up as volunteers. And the government has been doing a lot of that stuff, quite frankly, but it's not going to be the black people who are going to be the first guinea pigs. It's going to be U.S. military. Military.com. U.S. troops would be among the first to get a working COVID-19 vaccine, say officials. Isn't that nice? That's an extra benefit, apparently, from military.com. They're not saying this is a bad thing, right? Because they've said in the past, well, you know, if Fauci's like saying, well, if China gets the vaccine first, we're going to make sure that they share it with us. Yeah, well, okay. China can have all the vaccines they want, as far as I'm concerned. What concerns me is that we paid $1.2 billion to AstraZeneca to make sure they can manufacture 300 million doses of whatever this Frankenstein contraption is that they are putting out there. And we've got legislatures like Virginia, Colorado, laying the foundation to force you to take mandatory vaccines. And you got lawyers like Alan Dershowitz lining up to argue before the Supreme Court that you have no right to refuse that. Now, this is why we need to keep our guns, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So Joy Behar is saying the Trump rally is 10 times worse health risk than the BLM protests. It's not about a disease, folks. This is simply politics. And, of course, you have Dr. Fauci. When he asked if he would attend President Trump's Tulsa rally, he says, of course not. We haven't gotten out of our first wave yet. Right? The second wave is coming, and the third wave, and the fourth wave. You got to wave these people goodbye. Look. The Trump people are not doing anybody a favor by going through the motions of pretending that Fauci has got a leg to stand on with this stuff. I mean, the whole thing that he sold president, that garbage that he sold, 2 million people going to die. That was based on a simulation that even before that was sold to people. University of Edinburgh looked at that Imperial College of London study and said, you run their computer model and you get a different answer every time with the same inputs. Now understand, with a computer model, you're going to run random inputs through it to try to see over a range of values what kind of stuff it's going to get out. We're not talking about that. We're talking about putting in the same number in front and getting out different answers out the back end, which means it's an absolute piece of garbage. It was written in Fortran. like 15,000 lines of code in Fortran. They deliberately did that so they could blame it on bad code. I mean, they actually told the University of Edinburgh, well, run it on a slower computer. And they said, what are you talking about? That isn't going to change the fact that your software has got bugs on it. But and beyond that, it was the implementation of the model, but the model itself was fundamentally flawed. As Ioannidis, the epidemiologist at Stanford, said from the very beginning, he said, they're making assumptions that people, this is going to affect, every person infected is going to infect another 2.3 people forever. That isn't the way any of this stuff works. We're talking about smallpox or you're talking about cholera or anything else. Going back to the 1840s, Farr's Law, I knew a Ted Farr, Farr's Law pointed out that you get that bell-shaped curve. That's what they were talking about. So he says, you're talking about people talking about flattening the curve, but that's not even in the model. It's not even doesn't even have a curve. It's got a straight line going up because this is absolute garbage and the code is even worse. And yet, Fauci's not been discredited. We're still going with his guidelines and recommendations. He not only needs to be fired, he needs to be discredited. And let me tell you how this should look. Instead of the MAGA rally, having people wear masks and getting their temperatures taken, they ought to do what these legislators are doing in New York City. They said enough is enough. You know, as they were letting these people literally run riot in the city, de Blasio, he goes to this Jewish community to punish them because he's upset about the fact that they have been defying his lockdown and social distancing rules. They had a funeral. How dare them? I'm serious. I'm going to shut you guys down permanently, he says to the synagogues and to the churches in New York City. And then because these people are talking back to him, he goes down to a playground and they literally put chains around the iron gates into the children's playground. And so now you got three lawmakers in New York City went with an official and they cut the chains off of the gates there in Brooklyn in defiance of him. They said, enough is enough. They said that this tiny little oasis of joy is being withheld from the children of our community, and enough is enough. If it was truly, truly the case that for public safety, for public health, parks had to be closed, then you would close all of the parks. But this is not the case. So let all the parks be open. The hypocrisy has to end. And it ends today right here at Colbert Park. So what they're doing is, not only is he saying, well, you can't, and these were typically, young people who attended the funeral, they had masks on. De Blasio called the police out on them. Said, you can't do that. And then immediately he says, oh, but you can all go riot. You can do anything you want. Go for it. That's good. Love that. And then he locks down their park while he lets other parks stay open. They said, what we're waiting for? What are we waiting for, they said, to open these playgrounds? Are we waiting for some kid to run out in the street and get killed and finally say, oh, we should open the playgrounds? That doesn't make any sense. What President Trump needs to do is he needs to cut the chains that Fauci has put on our lives. And he needs to get in his face. He needs to discredit him with some real experts, some real scientists who have been right from the beginning. Because it's not just these rules and regulations and guidelines that have to be cut. You have to cut the psychological chains that have been forged on people who are too afraid to go outside, and yet they're still doing that. Keep your dog socially distanced now. They're still putting this out. I mean, we've been down this road. Remember, they put this out, and they tried to scare people with the social distancing of your pets. You're going to get it from, and then they came back and said, well, never mind, you're not going to get it from your pets. You're going to get it from touching things. Well, no, never mind, you're not going to get it from touching things, until they say that you can. They're going to go back and forth to create confusion and fear. These people have to be not only removed, but discredited. Put them in the trash bin of junk science where they belong. And that brings us to the vaccines. You know, we look at the leading contender here. Why is Moderna given $456 million, a half a billion dollars, to develop a vaccine? Well, it's because President Trump wanted it as quickly as possible. I don't care about the safety. I don't care about the efficacy. I don't care that they have never done a treatment for anything. They have a reckless business model. I wish Michael Crichton was still alive. Boy, he would rip these people apart. That was the whole premise of Jurassic Park. doing reckless things that you don't have any knowledge of what the outcome is going to be. And that's precisely the business model of Moderna. Of course, the real business model is to sell fictional narratives so they can raise a lot of money on Wall Street until they go to the White House and then they get $500 million. Because as President Trump went around the room, well, it's going to take us a couple of years to do a vaccine. Well, we can do it in a couple of months. We've done it in 45 days. We just need some guinea pigs to test this on. You want to give us some money? He gave him a lot of money. He made Moncef Slaoui, the guy who was on the board, made him the vaccine czar to vet these different ones. And the thing that makes Moderna so dangerous is it's based on messing with your DNA and your RNA. And if you don't understand how dangerous that is, the story that was out just the last couple of days, that may still be up on Drudge Report. It was floating around. It came from The Week, but I have the original story here from 10.medium.com. Scientists edited human embryos in the lab, and it was a disaster. Around half of the edited human embryos contained major unintended edits, said Fyodor Yurnov, a gene editing expert at the University of California, Berkeley. He said, there is no sugarcoating this. This is a restraining order for all genome editors to stay the living daylights away from embryo editing. Let me tell you why you don't do embryo editing of humans or anything like that. You make a change at the embryo level, and that change is going to be permanent for that organism. And because, you know, you can make changes. They've done some genetic engineering to affect animals and adult animals. You do that kind of genetic engineering and it will be temporary. But if you do it to an embryo, it's permanent. And not only that, but those changes that you've made, right or wrong, good or bad, are going to be propagated to their offspring forever, forever. Very, very dangerous. They don't know what they're doing. And let me tell you, when we go back and we look at this, this is one of the reasons that this gets me so upset, is because Fauci and Collins are at the center of this. Fauci's boss, Francis Collins, was the guy who, before he went to the, became the head of the NIH, he headed the Human Genome Project. Yeah, they're the best scientists, and they worked for decades with the best computers and so forth. And they wound up saying, you know, we've got an awful lot of junk DNA. They still don't understand it. They still don't understand what they're doing. And then they've got a tool that is not a scalpel. It is a chainsaw. And people who have been using this, people in the cattle industry and so forth, have been using this, say, hey, when you make an edit with a CRISPR-Cas9, CRISPR-Cas9, editing software—it's not software. it's an organism that they're using to do this editing. They said it's not very precise. We go in and we think we want to make a change here. Now they don't even know if that's the right thing to do. But when they go in to make that change, they make secondary and tertiary changes to the organism, and they don't know what's happening with that. So I say it's like a chainsaw, not a scalpel, and they don't even know what they're supposed to be editing in the first place. It's a very, very dangerous thing. But the reason this is being pursued, and what is so dangerous about Moderna, they originally called themselves Mode RNA. They changed the pronunciation of it. But they are really going in and editing messenger RNA. And as I've pointed out before, it operates very much like a virus or like a cancer. These things are all related. You go in and start editing DNA or RNA. I mean, we'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.